Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Welcome to Alderman Ray Lopez, who is running for mayor of Chicago. How are you today?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm well, thank you. Happy Monday.
So when you were just tweeting, were you tweeting about that car chase that happened just this afternoon where the suspect ended up in the medical school for Northwestern? Is that what you were tweeting about 2 hours ago? You are busy on Twitter, Alderman. Can't chase on foot, can't pursue in a vehicle. These policies are the epicenter of stupidity within the Chicago Police Department. We must stop coddling, enabling, and emboldening criminals if we want to be a city we are meant to be.
Yes, we're seeing where not just the car chase that we've seen downtown today, but what we've seen all weekend happening and transpiring under Lower Wacker Drive, River North, Brighton Park, Rogers Park, you name the neighborhood, we're seeing where these policies of not engaging with the criminals, not pursuing them either on foot or on vehicle, is only emboldening them to be crazier and crazier and more dangerous in our neighborhoods. We have to apprehend them, we have to arrest them, and we have to get them off the streets. That is the basics of policing in a neighborhood, in a city like the city of Chicago, and we've gotten away from that, and the impact of getting away from that is telling.
Well, if we are talking about the same car chase this afternoon, the police did chase him on foot, and it resulted in a lockdown at Northwestern University's Chicago campus because he did burst in there. They did apprehend him and arrest him. But back to what happened over the weekend, because I got to tell you, Alderman, I have witnessed this firsthand, and I don't think people understand it's not just kids doing donuts. It's at a whole new level with an enormous amount of people. This is how Mayor Lightfoot responded to it today.
I saw the video from the drag racing. You know, unfortunately, Lower Wacker is an attraction for drag racing. It has been, frankly, for quite a long time, way before my time. But what I'm most concerned about is people being injured. When young people or whoever they are engage in that kind of high-speed driving, you know, going in a circle, making the donuts, as we used to call them in a day, somebody's going to get injured. Somebody's going to end up in a hospital or worse. So we've got to do more to make sure that Lower Wacker is safe and not used as, a drag racing scene.
Until she said that and until I saw text messages come through, I didn't know that drag racing has been going on Lower Wacker for this long. So what do you think needs to be done about it, Alderman Lopez?
Well, first off, I don't know what world Lori Lightfoot lives in to think that this has been going on for decades. This is a relatively new phenomenon that we've seen in the city of Chicago, where people have taken over parking lots in shopping centers under Lower Wacker Drive, all trying to get the most amount of likes on Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, you name it. And as we saw this weekend, this is a new phenomenon because we've seen where this has just been exploding and growing exponentially, so much so that the city council decided to take this matter up about a year and a half ago because it is a relatively new phenomenon. It is something distinct to her administration. And one of the issues that we have is that, once again, we are not trying to apprehend these individuals. We're not trying to contain them because out of fear that we're corralling them, as one alderman put it. We have to get them off the street because they are making a mockery of our neighborhoods, of our downtown, by continuing to do these very dangerous maneuvers where now they're putting incendiary liquid in a circle while doing these maneuvers around it, hoping not to hit anyone inside the ring of fire. All of this is social media based. It's relatively new, and if you just take the mayor's argument and say, well, it started before me, what do you want me to do about it? I'd like you to stop it. Well, I'd like you to stand up and say enough, and she's not doing that.
Now, in fairness, Alderman, I heard you just say that it was peculiar to her. It's been going. It was certainly going on under the Rahm Emanuel days and probably back to the Rich Daley days, that they had problems with drag racing on Lower Wacker Drive. I mean, you're going to give her that, aren't you?
You've had There were all, as long as you've had cars, you've had people who have drag raced. That I will give you. But to the extent and level that we've seen it, that is a relatively new phenomenon because people are trying to get as much social media exposure as they possibly can. And we've seen that not only this weekend, we've seen it last weekend when there were kids and young adults smashing cars at Roscoe and Halsted last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, excuse me. And you could see in those videos where they were filming themselves and even had the lighting equipment with them to get the optimal lighting for their videos. All of that is a new phenomenon. And the fact that our policy is to wait until those cars run out of gas before we will consider arresting the driver is absolutely ridiculous.
Alderman Ray Lopez is the alderman of the 15th Ward. He is running for mayor of Chicago. In one of your tweets, though, you said these policies are the epicenter of stupidity within the Chicago Police Department. If you're running for mayor, what kind of relationship are you forming with the Chicago Police Department if you're calling them stupid?
I'm calling the people who support these policies and think that that's an effective way of reducing crime and violence in the city of Chicago. I'm calling them stupid because it is stupid. I know that there are brave men and women on the street who have to deal with these individuals, know that these policies handcuff them and keep them from doing their job. Because so often these policies are made by bureaucrats who are hiding down at 35th in Michigan, that's where the stupidity happens. Not the people on the street, not the people trying to arrest people or apprehend them but can't because they're told not to. That is dangerous for our city. It's dangerous for the officers who have to just sit by and watch what's going on without doing anything. And it's dangerous for the relationship that is eroded between police and the community because the community doesn't understand why our police officers are not chasing and arresting people,
okay,
not realizing that their brass is telling them stop and don't move.
So would you, as mayor, fire Superintendent David Brown?
I've said that numerous times, and I'll say it again today. Yes, he'd be the first to go. I have a superintendent who understands our city, understands our police, and understands our communities, someone who can reinstill that relationship between the community and the police, and who is committed to effective, targeted, and constitutional policing in every neighborhood.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, so I suppose that's one of the things, but we agree on the problem. We agree on the dangers of it. Aside from firing Superintendent Brown, how would you end it?
You have to deal directly with our police and our community. You have to show the community that if they are willing to stand up and identify the issues, the magnets of violence, those criminals who are dedicated to creating mayhem, regardless how many programs we throw at them, if you are willing to show residents that you're willing to stand up with them when they put their neck out on the line, you can begin building the trust needed for those calls to 911, for those people to come forward and point out who those individuals are. Additionally, when the police go and act on that information, you have to stand with them as well. When they go into a neighborhood and arrest the target that you're looking for, you have to stand with them and not bow to public pressure, as we've seen so oftentimes by politicians, afraid to hold people accountable. Both of those things working together will change the dynamic of law enforcement in the city of Chicago quickly, as you've seen in my ward for years.
I got to tell you, I found myself in the middle of one of these drag races, and it was frightening, and they were threatening because I wanted to get into a parking garage. So I agree, something needs to be done. But they've got them on camera. So why can they not run those plates and follow up on this?
They have them on camera. Oftentimes, the plate information is incorrect, or the plates might be stolen, or it might be blurred. We're actually seeing an effort now to take away license plate readers by organizations who think it's an invasion of privacy. We have to decide as a city who we're fighting for, who we're defending, and who we're trying to leave this city to. If you want this to be for the law, this city to be for the law-abiding people in Chicago, then we need to go after those individuals who are breaking the laws, who are making neighborhoods dangerous just for sport or for social media. We have to decide that that is where our values are. And I believe we can do that because so many people in every neighborhood are fed up. They're fed up of the criminality. They're fed up with people getting away with things that never were tolerable a decade ago. And they want to see our city back to where it should be, which is a safe place for all people.
Alderman Ray Lopez, thank you for joining Chicago's Afternoon News and taking our call whenever we make it.
Steve and Lisa, take care.
That's the Newsroom Temperature Check brought to you by Aware American Weather Makers. Steve's got the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.